The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We're about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Lynchburg looking for not only their first win of the series tonight, they are in search of their first run of the six-game set as well. Our game one last night was cut short due to some untimely fierce weather, but there are only blue skies ahead here this evening in the Hill City. Should be another great night for baseball. Connor Young with you as we get ready for the first pitch of game two between a pair of Commonwealth rivals in the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Let's start the pregame show off by recapping the game one we saw just one night ago. The Hillcats were held both hitless and scoreless through the first four innings of the ballgame. The no-hit bid would be broken in the fifth by Bennett Thompson, but the scoreless streak would hold true through the end of the game as Lynchburg fell by a final of 1-0, their third straight loss dating back to the end of their series against Charleston. Daniel Uten was a hero for Salem. He finished the night with a pair of triples, marking the first time since April 15th. The Salem player recorded multiple triples in the same game. That April 15th matchup came against, you guessed it, the Hillcats as well. Uten continued to further his reputation as a Hillcat killer last night. He has been promoted to batting in the cleanup spot this evening for his efforts. Taking a look at the pitching matchup for tonight's game, starting with Lynchburg's Braylon Doty. Doty will enter the game with an 0-4 record and an ERA of 4.53. He'll be making his 16th start of the season, which will lead the team. He has pitched to mixed results so far this season, and a big indicator of that has been whether he's pitching at the Bank of the James Stadium or not. At home, he has an ERA of 5.40 compared to a 3.86 mark on the road. He has pitched predominantly on the road as far as his innings are concerned. 30 in a third inning on the road to 23 in a third inning at home. So 7 innings more when pitching on the road. That's just due to him being allowed to pitch deeper into ball games this season when he's been pitching away from Lynchburg. But he's coming off one of his best starts this season. He went 4 2/3 against Charleston, striking out 8 batters, only walking 2, giving up 4 hits and allowing 2 earned runs. He did not pick up a decision in that game as Lynchburg would eventually win 3-2. But Doty is looking to follow up what was a great performance yesterday with another good outing here this evening. He'll be faced by a lefty in Devin Futrell. He is 6'5", 220 out of Vanderbilt. The Red Sox picked him in the 10th round of 2023, and Futrell is coming back off an injury. He did not pitch in all of May after making 2 starts in April due to injury, and then they've been slowly ramping him up through the month of June. It ended with a matchup against Hickory where he went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, did allow a home run, but struck out 3 and only walked 1 batter. His ERA currently comes in at 3.12 on the season, 0-2 record. This will be his 8th start. He has pitched in just 17 and a third innings so far this season, so not a large sample size for the lefty. But when he has pitched so far at the single-A level, he has been effective. He has a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider mix. Not an exceptionally hard thrower, but his off-speed pitches are exceptionally deceptive as Lynchburg, a lineup that usually struggles against lefty, will certainly have their work cut out for them here tonight against the former Vandy man. I caught up with Lynchburg starter tonight and the top-ranked pitching prospect in the Guardian system in Braylon Doty. You will hear that coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show presented to you by Homestead Creamery.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Without further ado, here is the Cleveland Guardians' ninth-ranked prospect and our starting pitcher today, Braylon Doty. So I know you just got here in Lynchburg. I'm sure there's still a lot of thoughts and emotions. The first couple days move fast, but what are kind of your first emotions, thoughts in the locker room here as you get ready for your first pro season?
Yeah, honestly, I'm excited. I mean, once I got here, I like the weather so far, so I'm excited. The guys are going to have some fun, and I know I am for sure, so it's going to be a fun year.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. I saw that you were mainly a position player your first 2 years of high school back in California. When did that shift, you know, to the mound kind of start? And also, do you miss kind of playing in the field? Do you miss that side of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I miss hitting. I mean, it changed, like, right around junior years, right when I, like, decided, like, all right, I'm just going to pitch and play outfield. And just went after. I attacked the pitching side of it and, like, tried to learn as much as I could because I had very little time to figure it out. So I just attacked it and went out there and had fun.
That's a big decision. Was that, like, something led by your coaching staff? Or, like, how did you come about to
– A little bit of both there. It was coaches wanted me to pitch and catch, and my parents and I were just like, that's not going to happen. So they just said, I told them, I was like, hey, whatever's going to help the team win, put me there, and I got us in that spot. So that's how it started.
Sure. I know you're committed to Oklahoma State University as a two-way player. Was it hard for you to turn that opportunity to play at OSU once you got drafted by Cleveland, or was it kind of like once you heard that you were going to get the chance to play pro ball, it was kind of the decision made?
Yeah, honestly, it was a tough decision. It's honestly almost a coin flip at that point. But I'm glad with the decision I made. These guys here are amazing. They help us out with everything, so it's going to be a fun year.
Baseball program over at your high school, your alma mater, pretty prestigious. You're not the first player to get drafted into baseball from that school. Alan Craig, Shane Peterson, Rob Brantley, some pretty notable players that played for the Pumas. Did any of those guys reach out to you after you got drafted or kind of help you along the way?
Actually, all those guys, they showed up to the field for our, like, what's that called? It was like a
homecoming.
Yeah. Kind of like a homecoming kind of thing. So everybody showed up, said what's up. All really cool guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. You had that support from those guys. And I imagine they'd still be a resource for you as you continue this grind up to hopefully the majors one day. Last question. What can Hillcats fans expect from you on the mound this season? If you had to sum up the type of pitcher, type of player you are in like a phrase or a couple sentences, how would you do it?
I'm going to go out there and have fun, and I'm going to be like a little finessey with my windups.
Okay.
It's going to be fun to watch.
So you have some different kind of windups that you like to employ?
I do. I got like a stutter step, a pause. Just I like to mix up the windups when I'm in the windups, so it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, that's cool. I feel like you see that more and more these days. Is that something that you kind of like worked on yourself, or is that something that someone suggested to you and you picked it up from there?
Yeah, actually, when I first started, I hated pitching, so I had to make it fun for me, so I was doing all different kinds of stuff, and then it kind of got toned down as, like, I got up there more, so I was like, okay, this is going to be easy for me. Like, I just go up there, get the team in as fast as possible, and let's go hit. So for me, it was just like I toned it down quite a bit, so it's not as much as I do now, but it's still fun.
Yeah, was there any inspiration for that when you're growing up? Like maybe Cueto was doing that around that time. Probably not as much Nestor like these days. Yeah. You're probably a little bit too young for that, but
yeah, honestly, I got a little bit from like Mark Stroman, Nestor, Cueto did it. So it was a little bit of a mixture of like all those guys. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of how I got it.
Well, it sounds interesting. I look forward to seeing it and look forward to your first season here in Lynchburg. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Take a look at the keys to the game for both these teams, starting with Lynchburg. We need the clutch cats back. Offense has been hard to come by for the Hillcats lately. There is no doubt about it. That just makes it even more important to strike when you finally do get runners in scoring position, because you might not get too many chances at it with the way Lynchburg's been producing offensively. Yesterday, Lynchburg went just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and that lone base hit didn't even score the runner at second. We need to see Lynchburg come up with a clutch hit or two tonight to turn their fortunes and put a stop to the ever-growing three-game skid they currently find themselves on. For Salem, get three from your lefty. Devin Futrell missed all of May due to injury for the Red Sox, and they have slowly been working him back through the month of June. Since his injury in May, he has been slowly ramping up when it comes to his pitch count and inning limit. If they can get Futrell through three innings tonight, that would be a good indicator that things are going pretty well for the southpaw from Vanderbilt. Take a look at our hot hitters for both these teams tonight, starting with Lynchburg's Bennett Thompson. Thompson has been Lynchburg's only consistent hitter dating back to the start of the road trip for the Caps. He has kept it going since returning back home so far this week as well, picking up two of Lynchburg's five hits on Tuesday. He will get the start behind the plate tonight after DHing on Tuesday. For Salem, Nathaniel Uten. Dating back to last season, Uten has been a certified Hillcat killer. That continued one night ago as he ripped not one but two triples in a game that only saw two extra base hits, both of them belonging to him. He has been consistently playing his best against Lynchburg dating all the way back to 2024. He'll be in the middle of the order for Salem today as they look to fuel what's been a bit of a lackluster offense so far in 2025. Let's take a look quickly at the schedule for today along the Carolina League. Fayetteville and Carolina will get going at 6:30 p.m. Eastern alongside us at the Bank of the James Stadium. 7 p.m. Eastern start for Hickory and Kannapolis, Myrtle Beach and Charleston, Fredericksburg and Delmarva, Columbia and Augusta all getting going at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. As we take a look at the second half standings, Lynchburg doesn't have to concern themselves too much with the standings here in the second half, as they have already clinched the first half crown, and in doing so have secured a playoff spot for the first time since 2022. Carolina at 7-3 to top the North. Fayetteville, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg all tied at an even 5-5, two games out of first. Salem at 4-6, three games out, and Salem at Delmarva at 3-7, four games out of first place. In the South, Myrtle Beach, one of the teams that really struggled in the first half, already turning over a new leaf here since its turn to summer. 8-2 to lead the way in the South. Hickory one game back at 7-3. Charleston at 6-4. Kannapolis at 4-6. Four games out. Augusta at 3-7. Same with Columbia. Both of those teams five games out of first. But Columbia also has clinched a playoff spot. They won the South at the last dying moments of the first half. So although they're in the basement, feeling a little bit more comfortable than most teams would be in their specific situation. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. Starting with Lynchburg's starting nine, Nick Mitchell will DH and lead off. Welvin Francisca batting second. Jeffrey Mercedes playing third. and batting third for Jordan Smith. Luis Morejo in his usual cleanup spot. Ryan Cesarini behind him, batting fifth, playing center field. Bennett Thompson on a nine-game hitting streak, batting sixth. Yaikel Mejarez, Jose Perella, and Christopher Espinola, 7, 8, and 9 for the Cats. On the other end for Salem, much of what we saw last night. Justin Gonzalez, the top prospect, will once again lead off. Batting behind him is Yoelan Cespedes, the second baseman. Andrew Muset will bat third. Nathaniel Uten will move up to the fourth spot after a 2-for-3 game with two triples on Tuesday. Endiaso Carr will play center field and bat fifth. Claver Salazar will DH. Kareem Ayubi, our first look at him as he plays first and bats seventh. Framie De Leon, and then Yoander Linares will bat 8 and 9 to round out the order for the Salem Red Sox here this evening. Lynchburg on the season has struggled against lefty, and Devin Futrell has really looked sharp since returning back to action after missing all of May. As Lynchburg on the year against lefty starters hold just a measly 5-7 record. They haven't had too many chances against southpaw starters, but when they have faced one, it hasn't gone their way. For reference, against righties in a much larger sample size, they're 40-23. So they really have had a tough time dealing with lefties. If there is any hope for Lynchburg, Devin Futrell, he also has some splits that might not be favorable against Lynchburg. Against lefties, he has really struggled, allowing a .350 batting average, and Lynchburg does have their fair share of lefties along with switch hitters, which wouldn't favor them in that instance in the lineup today. Well, let's get going here for game two. That'll do it for me on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. First pitch of our second affair this week is coming your way next from the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Member One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat Strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Member One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Member One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north up I-77, delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns and hills and valleys.
Pops it up, makes the grab in foul ground, and that's all she wrote.
The roads are rough. They are uneven, marred by the wear and tear of the year. They may be slick, unkept, old, or damaged. They may cause you to stop, turn around, or contemplate your decisions.
The throw coming in! It is! Oh, in time!
They demand a cost, one in which every person or player must pay. You pass signs for Lake County, Akron, and Columbus. But the journey makes the destination that much sweeter.
And they have climbed all the way back! The Cardiac Cats strike again!
Regardless of the route it takes to get there, the road to Cleveland starts in Lynchburg.
That's jolted toward right field. Velasquez tosses his bat, and the ball tossed over the wall.
Line drive
right at the shortstop. They can double him up, and they do! They're coming home with it! Not in time! Wreck-It Ralphie!
The road to the show begins now.
First pitch, roped, right field, goodbye!
The pitch is in the zone for a called strike. Another good throw.
Did he get him? The hat trick for Logan Clark. Around third, the winning run. He will score! Curio, his Hillcat moment.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia,
Here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Red Sox continue the battle of 460 here on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young as Braylon Doty will toe the rubber for the Hillcats here in the first inning. His first pitch is fouled away for strike one by Justin Gonzalez. First pitch time today exactly at 6:30. 83 degrees and mostly sunny skies up above. The 0-1 is chopped sharply into right field on a ground ball from Gonzalez, and a leadoff single for Salem will get the party started. As let's take a look at Braylon Doty, the right-hander this season. Fastball, sinker, slider, curveball, changeup. Only 19 years old, Connor, and his last outing may have been one of his better ones.
Yeah, he struck out 8 in that game against Charleston, looking to bring the good vibes back home to Lynchburg.
Runner on first, nobody out. Right-hander deals, and it's a breaking ball that catches the strike, or catches the corner for a strike to Yoelin Cespedes. Cespedes batting 232, 5 homers, 32 RBIs. Doty 0-4, a 4.53 ERA. The 0-1. A long pause. Now he fires. Runner takes off. It's swung on and missed. The throw down by Thompson. In time, they couldn't place the tag as Mahares not able to catch the heel on the way by. And the throw was a little bit up the first baseline, and Mahares had to range off the bag to try and place the tag. Into scoring position goes Gonzalez as Cespedes down in the count 0-2. Doty, 62 strikeouts to 21 walks over the course of 54 innings of work. As the young right-hander continues to try and find his groove. In some early trouble here in the first inning against Salem. In game number two. Here's the two-strike offering. Slow chopper, third base side. Charging hard is the third baseman, Mercedes. But it'll go foul. As we'll regroup once again. Runner on second. Nobody out. Here in the top of the first inning. Yoelin Cespedes at the plate. Down in the count 0-2. Still scoreless. One hit already on the board. He's at second. Justin Gonzalez after the leadoff single. And then stealing the second base bag.
Doty having to work out of the stretch early. Against a somewhat dangerous Salem top of the order. They do have some names, 1 through 3, that have produced for them. It's been the bottom and middle of the order for Salem that have really plagued them offensively, but you got to be careful here with Cespedes.
First inning has been tough for Doty at times this season, as the 0-2 offering is a breaking ball. They appeal. They don't appeal on a check swing. It's ball one. Tonight's umpires, Jacob Ashworth behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Dakota Kilgore in the field. Doty sets at the belt, the 1-2. Got him to pop it up, but that'll go out of play. The first inning for Braylon Doty has been less than desired. Opponents have an OPS of 823. They're hitting 339 in the first inning, 344 in the second inning. First time through the order has been rough for Doty. The 1-2. Got him. Cespedes chased it downstairs in the dirt, and the first strikeout of the day belongs to Doty. As Connor, take us through the defense for Lynchburg.
Behind him, it'll be Espinola in left, Cesarini in center, Perella in right, with Marejo at first, Maharas at second, Francisca at short, Mercedes at the hot corner, with Thompson doing the catching.
Doty picking up right where he left off against Charleston when he had 8 strikeouts in 4 2/3. Runner on second, 1 down, scoreless in the top of the first inning. Andrew Mousset. He'll take a called strike on a slider, 0-1.
And these are the spots where Salem actually has been productive offensively. They have a .272 average with runners in scoring position as a team, which is good for first in the Carolina League, third in all of single-A baseball.
The 0-1 caught the inside corner. Another good slider for strike two. The slider seems to be working in the early part of this ball game. It fooled Cespedes in the dirt. And Musette now falling down 0-2. Gonzalez at second after the leadoff single and a stolen base. Infield shading Musette over towards third. He's their highest average in the lineup, adding 270. The two-strike offering. Called strike three. Couple of sliders and a heater throws Musette as back-to-back Ks for Doty. Connor, take us through the lineup for Salem.
Gonzalez, Cespedes, and Musette. We've already seen 1-3 here for the Sox. Eaton will bat fourth. Asokar fifth. Salazar sixth. Karim Ayubi will play first and bat seventh. Our first look at him. Framie De Leon, who went 1-3 with an RBI, will bat eighth. And then Yoander Linares will play third and bat ninth for Salem.
Here's Nathaniel Eaton. He takes downstairs for ball one, and there may be no bigger Hillcat killer than Eaton in his, not just this season, but really over the course of his career with the Red Sox. The 1-0. Calling a strike, 1-1. In his career with Salem, he's batting .303 with a slugging of .459. And that comes over 30 games. This season alone, he's batting .419 with an on-base percentage of .486 and a slugging of .645. That's well over 1,100 on the OPS. Called a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. This season, he's hitting .264 overall. Three homers, 25 ribbies. Eaton has an RBI opportunity with a runner in scoring position. Two down. As the 1-2 offering from Doty on its way. Got him to chase. Eaton goes down swinging. Three straight strikeouts after the leadoff single. Gets Doty out of the inning. We head to the bottom half of the first inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area, providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Here's Devin Futrell as we remain scoreless heading to the bottom half of the first inning. Futrell, 6'5", 220, 22 years old from Pembroke Pines, Florida. He was drafted in the 10th round last year out of Vanderbilt. Fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, and Connor. Lynchburg's faced him twice this year, and each time they've had no success.
Yeah, and they're really not alone in that. Since Futrell has come back, after missing all of May due to injury, he has been lights out. Most recently, a 4-inning outing against Hickory where he allowed 3 hits, no runs, and struck out 3. So far on the year, an 0-2 record, 3.12 ERA through just 17 innings and a third. And big reason for that is, as I mentioned, he missed all of May. So we haven't seen him a lot, but when we have seen him, especially Lynchburg, he has looked really sharp.
Well, what's interesting is he is a left-hander, a southpaw. Struggles more against left-handed hitters than he does right-handed hitters. Nick Mitchell, a lefty, leads things off. He takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Lefties against Futrell are batting .350 with an OPS of an even 1,000. 7 hits, 20 at-bats. Fouled back to the screen, a good fastball at 90 for strike two. Futrell, part of the Vandy boys, one of the most prominent baseball schools in the country. Head in the count 0-2 on Mitchell. Breaking ball chopped toward third and through the wickets of Linares and into left field. As that'll be a clear-cut air. Mitchell gets aboard, and Francisca comes to the plate as Linares just olayed the baseball right through the legs.
Yeah, that's as clear-cut of an error as you're going to see, as Nick Mitchell will once again lead off the game getting on base, much like he did last night. You mentioned the split for Futrell, really struggling against lefties. Lynchburg has so many switch hitters. You wonder if ever it comes into the question of, okay, I'd usually bat righty against a left-hander as a switch hitter. Maybe I bat from that left side. Probably won't see it today.
Roman Francisca takes out wide ball one. Here's your first chance to test that theory, Connor. Francisca, a switch hitter, batting from that right-hand side. He's hitting .257, two homers, 35 ribbies. Runner on first, nobody out. On the first pitch, or excuse me, the second pitch, called a strike. 1-1 to Francisca.
You almost never see that for a switch hitter, but almost wonder why you don't see it more when there's such drastic splits for a pitcher.
The 1-1. Didn't catch the corner. Two balls, one strike. Working fastball to Francisca, 88. Not much velo for Futrell. His fastball will top up right around 90 miles an hour. The 2-1 offering is out wide. Tried to float it in there with the changeup, 76. And the count moves to three balls, one strike. Mitchell takes his lead off of first. Nobody out. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. 3-1, runner takes. Francisca had the hit sign and he swung through it back to the screen, full count. Mitchell replacing Tommy Hawk atop that lineup, which has come with mixed success. Excuse me. Mitchell does have plenty of speed in his own right. He's got 15 stolen bases. He's 15 for 16 in 30 games. And they got him in a rundown. He took off on first movement. The tag at second. And he's retired as the pickoff move worked to perfection for Futrell. And the bases are empty with one away for Francisca, who's got a full count upcoming.
Good move from the lefty, even better timed. Lynchburg is going to have to take that into account when looking to take an extra base today.
Salem's a team to run on. They're only throwing out 20% of opposing base runners. As the 3-2, a little bit wide, ball four, and Francisca draws the walk. And so Mitchell's retired on the base pass, but replaced by Francisca as Connor takes it through the defense for Salem.
Uton in left, Asokar in center, Gonzalez in right, and Ayubi at first. Cespedes and De Leon, the middle infield duo, with Cespedes at second, De Leon at short. Linares at third, and Musette, who DH'd yesterday, will catch for Futrell today.
Here's Jeffrey Mercedes in the three hole as Francisca back diving on another pickoff attempt from Futrell. Mercedes batting .254, two homers, 32 RBIs, an OPS of .687. He takes high and wide, ball one. Mercedes, when he gets aboard, he does it with his bat. He does not like to walk much. In fact, Mercedes only has 22 walks to 42 strikeouts. A little bit wide, two balls, no strikes. At the start of the season, he was arguably the Hillcats' hottest hitter next to Bennett Thompson. The 2-0. As it's fouled back above the netting, two balls, one strike. He cooled off in May along with Bennett Thompson, and seems like they've kind of steadied the ship a little bit. Thompson has retaken that crown as the Hillcats' steady leader at the plate. Lynchburg needs that number two, and Mercedes hoping he can provide in the three-hole tonight. The 2-1, he drives this to center field. Asokar will backpedal. He's right underneath it, makes the grab. Tagging from first is Francisca. The throw not cut off and not in time. Great base running from Welvin Francisca, understanding that Asokar was ranging back to try and make the play. He tags from first and is in scoring position for Luis Morejo as Connor takes us through the rest of the lineup.
It'll be Mitchell leading off Francisca and then Mercedes 1-3. As we've seen, Morejo batting fourth as he strolls in the box. Cesarini fifth, Thompson sixth, Maharas, Perella, Espinola 7-8-9 at the bottom of the order for Lynchburg.
Still scoreless, bottom of the first inning. Lynchburg still without a hit, much like last night. in the first inning despite having a runner aboard. Marejo takes below the knees for ball one. Marejo batting 181, 10 homers, 34 RBIs. He leads the team in the home run category. Franciscan scoring position, the 1-0. First a step off and a throwback to second just to keep Francisca honest. Marejo, the 28th ranked prospect in the Guardians organization. Francisca dancing off second. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Good breaking ball outside. And Marejo swinging through it. 1-1. A southpaw double check second. And misses out wide again with a changeup, 2-1. Futrell committed to Vandy as an eighth grader. He was 15 years old at the time, and then he asked not to be drafted as senior year. He was dead set on joining the Commodores. The 2-1, called a strike, fastball at the knees, 2-2. He'd be hard-pressed to find an eighth grader that committed to anything nowadays. Maybe Fortnite. The 2-2. Way outside. And Moussette keeps it nearby, and the count goes full to Luis Marejo. Runner on second, two down. Full count on Luis Marejo. Here in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless ball game. Francisca, 180 feet away. The 3-2 offering on its way from Futrell. And Marejo swings through it. Went off speed. And Marejo couldn't hold up. We head to the second. Still scoreless. All across the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
No score, top of the second inning. Braylon Doty out there for his second inning of work. He had three strikeouts in that first frame. And number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Andy Osokar will lead things off for Salem. He's batting a buck 81, two homers, nine RBIs. Osokar will bat from the right-hand side. Right-handed Doty into his motion and runs it up and in, and they say it clipped him. And Osokar will take first, so a hit batter to open up the second inning, and much like the first, Salem gets their leadoff runner aboard.
That must have just barely grazed Osokar. It was a fastball, and it certainly ran up and in, no doubt about it. Maybe got a bit of the pant leg. Doesn't have to wear it all that much, but you'll have the free base.
Here comes Claver Salazar as a throw over. Will keep Osokar honest. Salazar batting 189, two homers, 21 RBIs. I agree with you, though, Connor. I didn't even think it hit him. I didn't think it was that close either. Nobody objected to the decision, though.
First pitch to Salazar is taken for a called strike, 0-1. That slider from Braylon Doty has been sharp. He sits in the low 80s with that pitch and an RPM of over 3,000. Went to it again, caught the zone, strike two. And we can talk all we want about whether those metrics are worthwhile and how much those numbers mean. When that pitch comes in with that much spin, it's tough to read. A two-strike offering to Salazar. Brought the heat. Didn't catch the zone. 1-2.
I think his sliders looked as sharp as we've seen it here at the Bank of the James Stadium so far, at least through that first inning.
Spin rate aside, it's been nasty. Here's the 1-2 to Salazar. A long pause. Now he fires. Runner takes off. It's popped up behind the plate. And Thompson will give it away. We'll try it again.
That swing from Salazar had hit and run written all over it.
That was a true we're protecting our base runner swing. Just try to put it in play and make sure that he gets over. Still scoreless, top of the second inning. The 1-2 to Salazar. Doty fires, and it misses wide with a heater. 2-2. He went same combo to open up the at-bat to Andrew Musette when he went slider, slider, fastball. He struck him out on three pitches. This one going a little bit deeper against Salazar. The 2-2. Runner holds, and he got him. Another nasty slider, and Salazar looked foolish as he strikeout victim number four for Braylon Doty. In steps, Kareem Ayubi. Ayubi batting 179, a 525 OPS. Runner on first, one away. Infield in double play depth. They got the chopper towards second. Mijares spins to short for one. Francisca had trouble with the transfer. That's all they'll get. As Asokar is replaced on the base pass by Ayubi. As Framie De Leon will dig in.
It's going to be a tough play for Francisco regardless. The double play was a bit slow in developing, and he also had a tough time fishing the ball out of his glove. So he decides to throw very wisely.
Framie De Leon batting 254, a homer and 16 RBIs. He grounds this over towards short. Francisco with the underhand flip to Mijares at second, and the inning is over. So he did not get the double play, but he gets out of the inning as we head to the bottom of the second, still scoreless in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery. All
right. Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans, and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
We got five on the chicken sling.
Woo!
Maybe that'll ignite some offense for Lynchburg. We're scoreless heading to the bottom half of the second inning as Devin Futrell worked pretty well through the first inning despite a couple of base runners in the frame. He'll face the bottom half of the order. Cesarini, Thompson, and Mijares to lead things off for Lynchburg.
Five. I'm fired up.
If only we could get five runs in this inning, Connor. We had five hits last night, did the Hillcats. As Lynchburg's bats have gone quiet over the last really 3 weeks. For the most part, you could argue they struggled against Carolina at times too, especially in that Sunday game where they ended up clinching. As breaking ball misses downstairs to Cesarini for ball one. He bats from the left-hand side. Lefty-lefty matchup. Infield shading slightly toward first. The 1-0. And Cesarini underneath the hanging curveball. It's on the infield. Foul territory. Yubi will make the grab for out number one. But if we go back to that Sunday matinee game against Carolina, Lynchburg scored all their runs on a two-run single from Luis Morejo in the first inning. From there, they had one hit in the remaining eight innings. And ever since then, it has been tough sledding out the plate for the Hill City Kitties. Kind of Thompson stepping in. Watching a strike go by. 0-1 at 89 in the fastball. And only one change to the lineup or to the roster at that point. Tommy Hawk is the only one who's left the ball club as Thompson takes downstairs with a curveball. 1-1. Tommy Hawk getting his first start at Lake County tonight. The 1-1 offering. Misses low again. 2-1. He's been dealing with shoulder soreness. And is leading off for the Captains this evening. The 2-1. That's jolted into left center field. Aso Carr will range back toward the shadows of the pine tree. And the center fielder makes the grab for out number two. Bennett Thompson a bit underneath it. It's a fastball right down the middle. And he just could not barrel it up for Yaikel Mahares. Two down, bottom of the second inning. Scoreless ball game here in Lynchburg. The battle of I-460. Only an hour separating these two ball clubs. It's pretty much a straight shot. As the first pitch to Mahares, called a strike 0-1. Once you get on 460, you can ride it right up next to the ballpark if you wish. The 0-1. Half-hearted swing they appeal. Mahares somehow able to hold up as he was crossed up on the high fastball. Evens the count one apiece. Futrell working quickly here in the second inning. 1-1. Catches the zone. Strike two. He typically works around 40 pitches as they ease him back from his injury in the month of May. He's about to make pitch number 29. 1-2. Popped up first base side and over the dugout for the Red Sox. And he'll at least have to make pitch number 30.
Devin is actually a second-generation Salem baseball player. His dad was drafted by the Yankees. Actually pitched 10 games with the Salem Buccaneers in 1991. How about that?
It's a long time ago, the 1-2. Breaking ball, perfect spot from Futrell. He gets his second strikeout as Mahares goes down looking. We head to the scoreless third on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Top of the third inning, no score here in Lynchburg. Salem does have one hit as the Red Sox come to bat. It'll be
Linares, Gonzalez, and Cespedes, the 3-2 up to face off against Braylon Doty, who has looked sharp through his first time through the order. In his outings this season, Doty, the first time through the order, opponents are hitting about 340. The second time through the order, that batting average drops about 200 points to about 135. First pitch to Linares is fouled away for strike one. He's the number 9 hole hitter. Righty-righty matchup, batting 192, no homers, 3 RBIs. The 0-1. Slider misses wide, 1-1, 1-1. Linares over at third base tonight had the error that gave Lynchburg the leadoff base runner in the first inning. She lines it into the screen, strike two. Doty, in these situations, he likes to mess with his windup. Pretty straightforward here, the 1-2. Got him. Another breaking ball, and Linares is a fifth strikeout recorded for Doty. Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
Well, Doty has now struck out 5 or more.
As the first pitch to Gonzalez misses wide.
7 times this season, 7 out of his 16 starts, he has struck out 5 batters or more.
The 1-0. A little wide to Gonzalez again. 1-1, 1-1.
And keep in mind, he's not going 6 innings every outing. He hasn't gone over 5 yet this year.
2-1 as the fastball finds the corner to Justin Gonzalez, who singled and was stranded at second in the first inning. Those 5 innings, that high, came against Salem. The 2-1 is lined into left field. Espinola will charge in, play it on a hop. And Gonzalez is 2-for-2. On June the 3rd, Doty went 5 full innings of work. 7 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 strikeout, which is a season low. Probably why his pitch count allowed him to go into that 5th inning, which has been a rare occurrence for him. First pitch to Cespedes, runner on first, one away. Breaking ball up and in, calling a strike. Ball one should have been, or according to Cespedes, it's called a strike. That one, a fastball. Cespedes just waved at it as if it was a fly buzzing near his forehead.
Yeah, he's fooled. Just saw a nasty slider drop in and a fastball up in the zone. Probably looked exactly like that slider out of the hand. Ends up being a fastball half-hearted swing from the top prospect.
Here's the 0-2. And, oh, these aren't even real attempts by Cespedes. He's taking a fly swatter out there and just trying to go after any bug that's nearby. That one shot into the dugout as his swing was about 20 seconds late. The 0-2 again. That one lined into left field. So as we're chirping him, Cespedes slams his bat down and frustration slash celebration over that at-bat as it wasn't pretty. But a base hit puts two aboard with only one away for Andrew Mousset.
Hey, it'll look just as good as any single in the box score. And this has kind of been what we've seen from Doty this year. We've seen the strikeouts already with 5 of them. But he's also gotten hit a bit. He's allowed 3 base hits already to the Salem Red Sox, a team that certainly is not a high-powered offense. And that's kind of been the story for Doty this season. He has an opposing hitters, I should say, hold a batting average against him over .275 this year. So he has been getting hit here and there, despite the strikeouts.
First pitch to Mousset is called a strike on the corner, and Mousset cannot believe it. He's down in the count 0-1. Same pitch as what he saw in the first at-bat, a slider outside. And his first AB, the next pitch was a slider on the inside corner. The 0-1. He went out, signed again, didn't get the call. One ball, one strike. Two aboard, one away. Doty checks second. Now he fires. The 1-1 is skied. Right side of the infield. The second baseman, Mahares, will call everybody off. Infield fly rule in effect. And there's two down for Nathaniel Uten.
Not the guy you want up with a runner in scoring position.
He's been deadly against the Hillcats this season. We talked about in this first at-bat. He's batting above 400 against Lynchburg through 14 games this season. Two aboard, two away. Scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Doty in some trouble, trying to get out of it. Big swing and a miss from Uten for strike one. He got a slider. He'll step out and call time after that wave.
It's a great pitch from Doty.
The 0-1. Came back in tight. 1-1.
We've seen mainly only fastballs and sliders from Doty in this outing. He does have the sinker, curve, and chains also to work with, maybe saving it for a little bit deeper in the outing.
Here's the 1-1 offering as he checks second. He'll step off and regroup as the shadows have taken control of the ballpark. We went from bright and sunny to partly cloudy real quick.
Felt like someone turned the dimmer down.
1-1. Swing and a foul back as Uten down in the count. One ball, two strikes. We might have a scattered shower, according to Will Stafford from our First Alert Weather Center. But for the most part, it should remain pretty clear. Two aboard, two away. The 1-2. Got him! Strikeout number 6 for Braylon Doty. We're through 3. And Lynchburg and Salem remain scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the frame in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The 4th of July means food, family, fireworks, and baseball. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats as they face the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th. The Freedom Celebration kicks off on Thursday with a patriotic jersey giveaway. Friday the 4th will feature our annual fireworks show, the largest in Lynchburg. Then on Saturday, we've got another giveaway with our patriotic hats. First pitch on Saturday and Sunday is scheduled for 2 p.m. Come celebrate America by getting your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
No score, bottom of the third inning, as Devin Dutrell will remain on the bump. He'll face 8-9-1. Morella, Espinola, and Mitchell, the 3-2 up for the Hillcats. Dutrell, out of American Heritage High School in Florida. And if you read through the names of the athletes that that school has produced, you would understand why Dutrell has had the both collegiate and now professional success that he has. As Jose Perella will lead things off for Lynchburg, still looking for their first hit here in the bottom of the third inning. As the first pitch, a breaking ball, misses down and away for ball one. In the NFL, Khalil Herbert. In the MLB, there's a few more as another maybe a curveball didn't catch the zone, ball two. Eric Hosmer, Jonathan India, and Mark Vientos
And then last year's, that second as that curveball found the corner, 2-1. Last year's NCAA Division I women's basketball scoring leader, Tania Lapson, also from that high school, as Perello, a slow roller over towards second, charged by Cespedes, still flipped to first, and there's one down here in the third inning. In steps Christopher Espinola. So American Heritage High School certainly has the pedigree of producing top talent. Will Futrell be the next in line? Still very early to tell, but his stuff, not just tonight, but this season, has been sharp. Lynchburg still hitless here in the bottom half of the third inning. As Espinola, the number 9-hole hitter, will fight it off foul for strike one.
He's looked sharp so far today. He's a 6'5 lefty coming in at 220. He could just find a little bit more velocity on that fastball. Could be looking at something really special.
The 0-1. Line back right into the board. Strike two. You really want a 6'5 left to be up near around 95. Pretty much at minimum. Right now, Futrell several ticks shy of that. Breaking ball called. Strike three in the inside corner. And Espinola goes down looking. That's the third strikeout for Futrell. As in steps Nick Mitchell, who reached on an error in the first inning.
That was a clinical at-bat for Futrell against Espinola, and a beautiful slider to end it. But yeah, if he could get that fastball anywhere close to 95, even if he was sitting 93, 94, you'd hear his name a lot more often being talked about as the next Boston Red Sox ace.
First pitch by Futrell, line down the left field line, and that'll find the corner. Mitchell will dig and turn towards second, and he'll hold there as a two-out double will get Lynchburg their first hit. They didn't have their first hit until the fifth inning yesterday. They pick up one here in the third. A scoreless ball game as Welvin Francisco will step in.
What do you know? The first hit goes to a lefty. We talked about it at the top of the broadcast, but Futrell has struggled against lefty hitters far more this year, coming into today a 350 average against when facing lefties, compared to a 227 mark against right-handed batters.
First pitch to Welvin Francisco, who walked his first plate appearance, will have to come in a second. To that point, Connor, I wonder how many of those hits have gone to the opposite field from lefties, because Salem likes to play in relatively extreme shifts. As the first pitch misses wide for ball one on a curveball at 77. Even to Francisco, the third baseman, a couple steps shy of the foul line. And when Mitchell was at the plate, there is a large gap down that side. Francisco will almost take out Jordan Smith to even the count 1-1. And Mitchell, in his two at-bats, has slapped the ball to the opposite field. Each time to success. The last one a little bit more powerful than the first. The 1-1. Francisco grounds it toward third. Linares, a little bit cleaner this time, will flip on to first, and the inning is over. So 1-2, almost 3 frame as we head to the fourth. Still scoreless in Lynchburg. All across the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
It's time to pause for a check of our Carolina League scoreboard. Now, back to the stadium.
through three, scoreless in Lynchburg. As we take a look around the rest of the Carolina League, Fayetteville and Carolina were supposed to join us with a 6:30 p.m. Eastern start time. However, they've been held up at Five County Stadium due to weather, so they're in a delayed start. Everywhere else, just getting going. Kannapolis and Hickory in the bottom of the first. Myrtle Beach and Charleston in the top of the first frame. Fredericksburg and Delmarva also in the top of the first inning. Columbia and Augusta just heading into the top of the second. No score to speak of in any game so far in the Carolina League, as so far the pitching has won out. Lynchburg and Salem by far the furthest ahead out of the five other games slated for this evening. As we enter the top of the fourth, it'll be 5-6-7 to bat for Salem against Freeland Doty, starting with Endy Asokar, who was hit by a pitch just barely on the first pitch he saw on that at-bat. First pitch to him here is a slider that he waves at as Doty continues. Be out in front of these Salem hitters with these first pitch sliders, the 0-1. Another off-speed pitch targeted away. It misses low and outside to even the count at one apiece. Asokar.
Those breaking balls have been nasty, Connor.
They have. The 1-1 is lifted shallow right field. Moving over is Perella, as instead the center fielder, Cesarini, will take charge in shallow center field to take care of it for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Clavar Salazar, 0-for-1 today, 0-for-3 on Tuesday. But Doty, he's been going to that slider early in counts, especially against righties, targeting it away, as the first pitch here is a slider outside that just missed. And he's been working off that. Here comes the 1-0. It swung on, lifted foul upstairs. Even the count at 1-1 with one down here in the top of the fourth. Goose eggs on the scoreboard. Lynchburg with just one hit. Salem with three. But Doty and the defense has been able to hold them in place. The pitch is called. Strike two on the inside corner. Another good slider, this time a back foot breaking pitch. It throws Salazar. Doty in the driver's seat. First base side of the rubber. He kicks, stalls, and deals the 1-2. Slider outside, taken by Salazar.
It seems like he's been able to pinpoint the slider wherever he wants it to go. He's working inside, outside, up, down.
The 2-2 as he stalls once more and deals. It's popped up and again fouled upstairs. That's what's been so impressive, is he hasn't only been throwing that fastball away to righties and landing it on the outside corner where you got a lot of room. You're probably not going to get hurt too bad throwing a slider outside to a righty. Worst case, you just missed outside, as he'll throw another slider outside. It's topped to Marejo, the first baseman, who flips to the covering Doty for the second out of the inning. But throwing that slider inside to a righty, if you just leak that over the plate a bit, you can get hurt really quickly. And he hasn't done that so far today. He's been all around the edges.
And at times this season, when he's run into trouble, it's been because he leaves that slider hanging up a little bit over the plate, where it leaks right into the power zone of a hitter. Today, he's been able to limit that. Only a couple at-bats with any sort of hard contact, and getting a lot of whiffs today as well.
First pitch to Ayubi is a changeup inside for ball one. Starting to see Doty reach deeper into his bag of tricks here in this inning. The 1-0 is another slider that's fouled off by Ayubi. 1-1. Mainly fastball slider coming into this inning. Still, that's been the main diet, but we've seen some other pitches mixed in. This time, it'll be a changeup inside. 2-1, all off-speed so far. Here to the first baseman. Left-handed hitter readies as the pitch from Doty is swung on and lifted foul, third base side out of plate. 2-2, the count evens. Good fastball fouled off by Ayubi, making his first start of the young series. He was tabbed as a top international signing in 2020 out of Curacao. The 2-2 as Doty sways and is dribbled softly. The first baseman, Marejo, moving over is the athletic Doty, and he makes the tag on the first base pillow in time to end the inning. 1-2-3 frame for Doty. No strikeouts. First inning where he hasn't logged a K, but effective as ever. Still scoreless in the middle of the fourth here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
The 6'5 lefty Devin Futrell is ready for another inning of work as we enter the bottom of the fourth. He's been able to hold Lynchburg scoreless so far through his first three innings of work. Lynchburg with only one hit to speak of, thanks to Nick Mitchell. That came just one inning ago. It's the heart of the order due up for Lynchburg. 3, 4, and 5, starting with Jeffrey Mercedes, 0-for-1 after flying out to center. Futrell is still slowly being ramped up when it comes to his pitch count and overall workload. First pitch to Mercedes is swung on and grounded sharply to short. Long throw for De Leon, but it's right on the money. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Mercedes goes down for the second time today.
That was a really impressive play by De Leon, ranging over toward his right and making a backhanded stab. And that's a long throw across the diamond. He put it right on the dot.
Bring up Luis Morejo, who's 0-for-1 today. He struck out with a runner in scoring position in the bottom of the first. Batting .180, 10 home runs, good for second in the Carolina League. The pitch, swung on, bounced to third. Collected by Linares. He'll heave across the diamond in time to get Morejo. Two pitches, two outs here for Futrell as he continues to enlisted a lot of soft contact off the bats of the Hillcats. And Ryan Cesarini will have to start this at bat with a courtesy take just for Braylon Doty to catch his breath in the dugout.
I was going to say, if he swings at the first pitch, it's a failed inning. You really need to take a pitch, maybe take two.
Futrell's offering is taken just off the inside corner. Firm fastball at 89 miles an hour. Just missed to Cesarini. Two down, scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch is this time right over the heart of the plate to even the count at 1-1. Cesarini batting left-handed against the lefty Futrell. He popped out to third in his first at-bat. The pitch, good slider off the end of the bat as it's dribbled to the second baseman, Cespedes, who throws over to Ayubi in time to get Cesarini. All soft contact here in the fourth and a quick inning for Futrell, who is rolling. We're scoreless through four. We'll head to the top of the fifth next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball. on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
An old-fashioned pitcher duel here in the Hill City. 3-4, no score. Just four hits between the two teams. Three for Salem, one for Lynchburg. Braylon Doty already with six strikeouts under his belt, and he's looking to face the fifth inning. He'll have to get through the bottom of the order, then the top, starting with Framie DeLeon, who's 0-1 today. Doty has only gone five innings once this year. It was against Salem on the road. His pitch count is in a healthy spot at the moment. His first pitch to the righty DeLeon is offered at and called a strike as DeLeon was looking to plop a bunt down, potentially get Mercedes napping over at third. DeLeon thinks he pulled that back in time. I think it might have been called a strike even if he had. Regardless, 0-1 the count. Another fastball from Doty. This one on the outside corner. 0-2. He's working quickly ahead of the shortstop.
It's hard to sell that you didn't go around when you're falling over the plate.
The 0-2 swung on and missed. And DeLeon has some words for the umpire, Jacob Ashworth. But it's strikeout number 7 for Braylon Doty. He is dealing, looking for back-to-back starts with 8 strikeouts. He was able to do that against Charleston in his last outing, despite allowing 2 earned runs. So far, it's been even cleaner for the right-hander and the top pitching prospect in the Guardian system, according to MLB Pipeline. Here's Linares. The first pitch to him is popped up. Shallow center field. Patrolling over is the second baseman, Maharez, for the second out of the inning.
Now going back to that DeLeon strikeout, you can't chirp at the umpire when you flail at a pitch 3 feet outside the zone. Like, move on to the next pitch. Don't let that one get the best of you. If you disagree with it, you have to be focused. He let one pitch ruin his entire at-bat.
In steps Justin Gonzalez, righty on righty matchup. The pitch, check swing, and the appeal says he didn't go. Slider from Doty that looked pretty good to me. Right on that outside corner. He won't get the call. The 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez is this time a fastball again, dotted up right on the black. 1-1 with 2 down in the inning. Both teams held scoreless. Doty kicks and deals. Swung on and missed. Waved at by Gonzalez. That looked like the changeup that time from Doty, who's looking absolutely locked in here in this fifth inning, as he has really all game long. But especially as this game has continued, it feels like he's just been more and more confident on the bump. Gonzalez, really the only hitter to give him consistent trouble. A 2-for-2 day for the leadoff man. The pitch. Bounced softly to the shortstop, Francisca, deep in the hole. He shuffles and throws in time to get the speedy Gonzalez. And Gonzalez pulled up late at first base. Almost a stutter step, not running all the way through the bag. Think he's okay. Regardless, it's a 1-2-3 inning for Braylon Doty. His second consecutive inning of that fashion. He goes 5 full, ties his season high, and he could look to get the 6 as well. Scoreless so far as we head to the middle of the fifth inning here in Lynchburg.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the 3 Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Devin Futrell already. This is tied his previous longest outing of his major league career. That came against Hickory in his last start where he went 4 innings. Only allowed 3 hits, 1 walk while striking out 3. And he's looking to set a new personal best here against Lynchburg. Hillcats only with 1 hit against Futrell. Nick Mitchell doubled in the third. Other than that, it's been real quiet for Lynchburg. They're coming off a 1-2-3 inning on just 6 pitches. As Ryan Cesarini extended the inning a bit, but Mercedes and Morejo grounded out to start the inning on consecutive one-pitch at-bats. Here's Bennett Thompson. First pitch to the catcher is a good fastball on the outside corner. Early strike one here on Thompson, who's looking to extend his hit streak to double digits. He's currently riding a 9-game hot streak, the 0-1. It swung on and missed. Another fastball outside that Thompson pulled his head off of. 0-2. Thompson batting .364 during this 9-game streak, and he'll extend the hit streak to 10 straight games with a liner single right up the middle. And it gives Lynchburg their first leadoff hit of the evening.
Well, it's only the bottom of the fifth inning, but if you're Lynchburg, you might start to consider playing some small ball here. Laying one down, get him into scoring position, and then have two batters to try and get him all the way around. Because right now, Lynchburg is struggling to put balls in play, and they're struggling to find base hits.
Mahariz will watch the first pitch low, a curveball from Futrell. Southpaw Futrell with a really good pickoff move, something Bennett Thompson's going to have to keep his wits about him for. As Mahariz, the righty, awaits the 1-0. Here it comes. Outside, back pick throw is really good from Musset. Not exactly handled perfectly by the first baseman, Ayubi, as Thompson's able to get back without a slide. Futrell hands chest high, gets the sign from his backstop and delivers another curveball that almost hit Mahariz. 3-0. Lynchburg finally getting something rolling as Futrell is over 50 pitches. This is a guy that hasn't been forced to go into games this deep yet in his professional career. The 3-0 is just a touch upstairs. Ball four to Mahariz. And Lynchburg has back-to-back base runners for the first time since the first inning.
And that's going to be his last batter. They had an arm ready and waiting. He got to 50 pitches. They gave him that mark on the progression scale, and now they're going to have to go to their pen here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
Well, the key to success against Salem this season has been get to the bullpen. Lynchburg has successfully done so here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they will face the new arm with a runner in scoring position. We'll meet them coming up next here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
The Lynchburg Hillcats square off against the Hickory Crawdads July 8th through the 13th as we get you prepared for some outdoors living. Come raise some money for Hunters for the Hungry on our outdoors night on Friday with a giveaway of campfire mugs and a post-game campout. On Saturday, try your luck on our mechanical bull during Western night. And then on Sunday, we give away Hillcat socks for our kids' club day. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Into the game for Salem, Adam Bates. He has a 1-1 record and a 4.89 ERA coming into his 14th appearance of the season. He has made 4 starts, but this will be his 10th try out of the bullpen in 2025. He's coming off his best month of his career in June. He had an ERA of 3.78 last month through 16 and two-thirds innings pitched solely out of the bullpen, his first time pitching exclusively as a reliever in 2025. His last outing against Hickory, he allowed 2 earned runs on 3 hits and 3 walks in 2 2/3 innings pitched. Lynchburg with by far their most ripe chance for some offense so far this week with a runner in scoring position in Bennett Thompson. And behind him, Yaikel Mahariz with no outs in the inning. Righty-on-righty matchup, or righty-on-lefty matchup, I should say, with Perella in the box. The pitch, outside for ball one.
Bates from Sydney, Australia. A country that does not have a huge baseball presence. They do have a professional league, but very few have made the trek across the pond to play here in the United States.
The 1-0 from Bates is taken outside, 2-0. Seems like it's a growing trend. Cleveland fans well aware of that.
Travis Pezzana up in double A.
Here's the 2-0. That steals a strike on the outside corner. Good slider from Bates to bring the count to 2-1. Seems like the game, I should say, is growing that part of the world. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Low to Perella, 3-1. Good hitter's count. Bates, 19 years of age, 6'1", 165. Works fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. He was signed as an international free agent in 2023. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. Right behind home plate, Perella. A little behind a 90-mile-an-hour fastball up in the zone. String is out on Perella. Lynchburg has to be foaming at the chops. Get a chance to score their first run of the series after being shut out in a shortened game yesterday. Scoreless here in game two. The pitch is called strike three. Collective groan here from the Hill City faithful as it was changeup that just stole a strike on the top of the zone to put Perella down. First out of the inning.
It's a really good pitch from Bates. He went top quadrant, and it just caught the top of the zone with that changeup. It's a tough pitch to lay off if you're Perella, and he got rung up.
It'll bring up Christopher Espinola. First pitch to the nine hitter. On the way. Espinola will see a slider that missed outside and upstairs for ball one. Espinola played on Sunday against Charleston, went 0-for-2 with a walk. And the day off, start the series here against Salem. Here's a 1-0 pitch, way outside. Another slider that Musette did his best just to keep in front of. Thompson would have been looking to move to third had he not. 2-0 to Espinola. Much like Perella, Bates falling behind the bottom of the order here for Lynchburg. Espinola would love to have a better end result than what Perella was able to put up. Here's the 2-0. Swung on. Lifted foul. Third base side onto the concourse. 2-1. Espinola had a bit of a tough road trip. Like so many other Hillcats, he went 3-for-24 during the two-week roadie. The 2-1 is swung on. Handcuffed him as he's just able to fight it foul. Outside of first. Even the count at 2. Bates battling back once again, much like he did against Perella. 2 on for Lynchburg. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the 5th inning. 1 down in the inning. Double play would get Salem out of it. Bates looks in, kicks and fires. Espinola goes down swinging. Good slider broke away from the head of the mat of the 9 hitter. Back to back strikeouts for Bates after going down. 2-0, start the at-bat against Perella and Espinola.
Well, Lynchburg on the season, they're hitting below .240 with runners in scoring position. After such a great start to the season in these situations, Lynchburg has really tailed off over the last month or so.
Leadoff hitter Nick Mitchell will step in. He's 1-for-2 with a double. The pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle, moving over as a second baseman Cespedes. A quick flip to the shortstop, De Leon will end the threat. Bates comes in, does his job. Lynchburg strands two as the inning, or Bates' part of the inning, started with no outs in the frame with a runner in scoring position, and the Hillcats once again falter. We're scoreless through five as we head to the 6th here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area, providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? and stop by your local Sheetz today.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Five innings are in the books, which means it's time to look at our in-game recap. Now, back to the Bank of the James Stadium.
Well, we'll start the in-game recap by closing the book on both of the starting pitchers we saw here today. We'll start with Braylon Doty, who has been pulled from the ballgame after tying a career-high five innings pitch. He goes for five, three hits allowed, seven strikeouts, no walks, no runs. His best outing of the season. Certainly his best outing at the Bank of the James Stadium. His ERA dips to 4.14. On the other end, Devin Futrell went four innings, giving up two hits, two walks, three strikeouts. And that's it. Bates is able to get him out of the inning as Lynchburg was knocking at the door. They had a runner on first and second with no one else in the inning when Red Sox had to go to the pen. As Zapata, the new pitcher, will fire a first pitch slider in there for a strike. We'll meet him in just a bit. Bates was able to get him out of the inning, striking out two, and then getting Mitchell, the leadoff hitter, to ground out. The 0-1 from the righty is outside to even the count at one apiece. On the other end, for Salem, they had their chance in the third. They also had a runner on first and second, this time with one out, and Doty was able to get out of things. The pitch is swung on and missed. Jesper just looked to send it over the wall in left field. Instead, he waves with a big rip. Comes up with nothing but air. Zapata looks in and delivers the 1-2. Good slider that's gulped into left field. Medium deep. Moving over as Espinola, who will stray to the track to make the grab as Cespedes gave it a ride. It'll go down as allowed out number one. Zapata comes into the outing with a 2-1 record of 4.26 ERA. This is his sixth try out of the bullpen after joining the team in June. He is coming off his worst outing of the season by far against Charleston, where he went two innings, giving up four hits, three earned runs, one walk, two strikeouts. Before that, he hadn't allowed an earned run. First pitch swinging for Musette. He's blown away by a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 with one down, no score here in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch just outside, but called a strike. Musette, he's been getting blasted with outside sliders. That one, the most egregious strike call from Jacob Ashworth. He'll go down in the count 0-2. Musette 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a pop-out. The pitch is dribbled off the plate and hits off Musette. So we'll do it again at 0-2 with one down in the inning. Righty-on-righty matchup. The set and the pitch. Good fastball dotted up right on the outside corner, and Musette can do nothing but laugh. That was a strike. Really good pitch from Zapata, but Musette feels like both Doty and now Zapata have had their best at-bats so far in this game against Musette.
Yeah, his first at-bat of the night, it was slider, slider, fastball that froze him. And this one,
first pitch to Uten, misses low.
Almost the exact same strategy.
Similar sequences in the two at-bats as Uten, already with two strikeouts on the day, will swing at a good changeup from Zapata that just fluttered away from the bat of the lefty left fielder. Two down, 1-1 the count. We're scoreless here in the top of the sixth inning, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Another good changeup that just drops off the table. Uten in danger of striking out three times in just the sixth inning. Here's a 1-2. Grounded softly to the first baseman, Marejo, who bobbles it, but then catches it again and tags the bag in time. He made it a little bit harder on himself, but he was able to skirt over to first in time to end the inning as Zapata picks up where Braylon Doty left off. And in the middle of the sixth inning, we still have no score. Looks like it'll be Adam Bates on the mound once again for Salem. Lynchburg will try for some more success in the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The Lynchburg Hillcats square off against the Hickory Crawdads July 8th through the 13th as we get you prepared for some outdoors living. Come raise some money for Hunters for the Hungry on our Outdoors Night on Friday with a giveaway of campfire mugs and a post-game campout. On Saturday, try your luck on our Mechanical Bull during Western Night. And then on Sunday, we give away Hillcat socks for our Kids Club Day. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Scoreless as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning, as Welvin Francisco will lead things off for Lynchburg, followed by Jeffrey Mercedes, Luis Morejo, 2-3-4, set to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Adam Bates on the mound after he got Salem out of a jam. Entered the game in the bottom of the fifth with a runner in scoring position and one behind him at first with no outs in the inning. Struck out two and was able to get a weak ground out to end the inning. Lynchburg once again would be held scoreless. First pitch to Francisca is swung on, grounded softly to the second baseman Cespedes, who throws it to first in time for the out. Lynchburg has often decided to go first pitch swinging in this game, and it hasn't worked out for them so far.
It's worked out in our pace of play time, as we're just over an hour and 15 minutes. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning, but at the plate, Lynchburg has looked hapless.
Jeffrey Mercedes, righty-on-righty matchup, will step in. The pitch to him almost hit him. He was able to two-step out of the way of a slider from Bates. 1-0 the count with one down in the inning. Mercedes 0-2 today. He was 1-3 last night. He found Lynchburg's only hit with a runner in scoring position on Tuesday, but even that didn't score Thompson, as he was forced to hold up at third off the single from Mercedes. The pitch swung on and blasted deep to right field. If it's fair, it is absolutely gone. And there it goes. The bat of Jeffrey Mercedes. Lynchburg finds their first run of the week in standout fashion.
.104 off the bat from Jeffrey Mercedes, and Lynchburg needed that. Just something to try and spark this offense, as it has been tough sledding over the last 2 weeks, and he's going to get the home run chain as he heads back into the dugout.
Well, when you're struggling to piece together offense, sometimes it helps to get a run with just one swing. Feels like it was exactly what Lynchburg needed, as Luis Morejo will step in. First pitch to him outside, a slider. That Hillcats home run was brought to you by Sheetz. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Stop by your local 24-hour Sheetz today. The pitch from Bates in the dirt. Stopped by Musette, the catcher, 2-0 to Morejo. Salem this season has struggled when the bullpen's been called upon. That's been the secret sauce for the opponent Salem has faced this year, as Morejo will tap one foul. Salem's bullpen ERA ranks as the seventh highest in single A and the highest in the Carolina League. They also lead the Carolina League with 25 bullpen losses, which is the third most in all of minor league baseball. 2-1 is outside, 3-1 to Morejo. So Lynchburg is able to get to the bullpen and keep things close until then. you have to like their chances in this series. Credit to Braylon Doty and Julio Zapata. 3-1 is low ball four to Marejo. Their work on the bump on the other end kept Lynchburg around, and finally they were able to strike on one swing from Mercedes.
Let's see if that can catapult this offense a little bit, even if not just tonight, but over the course of the next couple games. And you can tell from Mercedes, that looked like a monkey off his back, just the way he reacted in both trying to hype up himself and hype up the team.
Musette will speak with his pitcher as Ryan Cesarini steps in. 1-0 Lynchburg, one down in the inning, one on. Luis Marejo leads off first. Righty Bates face the lefty Cesarini. First base side of the rubber. Bates delivers. First pitch slider catches the outside corner for strike one. The pitch upstairs. Snap throw from Musette. Not in time to catch Marejo, who was back to the bag in a hurry. 1-1 here against Cesarini. Today he's 0-2, 0-5 on the series so far, looking for his first base hit of the young six-game set. 1-1 the count, the set, and the pitch. Bounces into Cesarini. Changeup that found the dirt before it crossed home plate. 2-1 as Bates really struggles with his command. He was cruising until Jeffrey Mercedes ruffled his feathers. Since then, he hasn't been able to put the baseball back or over the heart of the plate. A little gun-shy as Cesarini awaits the 2-1. Here it comes. Another fastball upstairs and outside, 3-1. Bates in danger of walking back-to-back hitters.
And he pitched really well against Lynchburg the last time the Hillcats were in Salem. He went 4 2/3, only two hits, with three walks, four strikeouts, and no runs allowed.
Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and tipped in and out of the glove, the catcher Musette. Count will go full on Cesarini. Cesarini, good speed out of the box, especially batting left-handed. Marejo will have a head start as well with the 3-2 count. Bates looking for that twin killer. Marejo checked up on by the righty as he's back, standing up to the bag on the pickoff attempt. Here comes a payoff pitch. Marejo takes off and it's swatted to second. Cespedes will flip to shortstop De Leon, who throws back to first in time. But at second, Marejo is called safe. So it's a fielder's choice for Ryan Cesarini that moves a runner in scoring position for Bennett Thompson, the hottest hitter in the Lynchburg lineup.
Interesting from Luis Marejo, and that's something that teams are teaching. On a ground ball in that situation, you talk to run through the second base bag because they're not going to stop and turn and try and tag you. They're going for two, so if it's not in time, you can run through the bag, be called safe, and still have plenty of time to scamper through or go down to third.
2 outs in the inning. Thompson 1-2 today. Bates will look over at Marejo. Thompson will await first pitch of the at-bat. His average climbing up to 288 now. Numbers almost reaching back to his April form. The pitch upstairs. Ball one, a slider with not enough snap from Bates. 1-0 the count. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Upstairs and outside, a fastball, not close. Thompson in a good hitter's count with 2 outs in the inning. Lynchburg already striking for one here in the bottom of the sixth. They lead it by that slim 1-0 lead. Jeffrey Mercedes launched a home run as Thompson will take a pitch low, 3-0. On deck, Yaikel Mahariz. No serious action yet in the Salem bullpen either.
They may be working around Thompson unofficially.
Well, he's been hitting. Can't say I blame him. He's already extended his hit streak to 10 straight games. The 3-0 is swung on and lifted into center field. Moving back is Azokar. Shy of the track, he will move back on it and make the one-handed grab to end the inning. But Jeffrey Mercedes puts his fingerprints all over the ball game, giving Lynchburg the 1-0 lead on a solo shot. We head to the seventh. Jason Pearl will lead us the rest of the way in a 1-0 Lynchburg lead here in game two.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One to nothing, Lynchburg in front after the Jeffrey Mercedes solo shot in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Julio Zapata remains on the bump for his second inning of work after a 1-2-3 frame. Jason Prill, Connor Young on this beautiful Wednesday evening, July 2nd, which means the 4th of July is right around the corner. Get your tickets right now for the next couple of games. Boy, it's going to be fun at the ballpark. On July 3rd, tomorrow night, Lynchburg will have a jersey giveaway, a patriotic jersey giveaway. On the 4th of July itself, you're going to want to get here early and get your parking spot as Andy Azokar swings through the first pitch for strike one to open up the top of the seventh inning as the music is a little late getting shut off. 0-1 to Azokar. 4th of July, tickets are going quick. The 0-1 is fouled away for strike two. Fireworks after the ball game. Gates will open at 5 o'clock on the 4th of July. So get here early, get in the line, get your spot. The 0-2. Swung out and missed, and a strikeout of Azokar. The second strikeout for Zapata. Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. Three Hillcats home strikeout number one. Make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. And on Saturday, game time, a new game time, 2 p.m. here at Bank of the James Stadium. Patriotic cap giveaway. As the first pitch to Salazar is chopped up the middle, going to be a tough play. Francisco behind the back, spins, fires, and Marejo couldn't pick it. It goes into the netting, and it'll be a dead ball as Salazar will get to go down to second. Tough play for Francisco and Marejo, but that's a pick that you really want to get made. As into scoring position goes the runner with only one out, and Ayubi stepping in.
Incredible range showcased by Francisca. Honestly, strong throw as well. Sure, it was a one-hopper to Marejo with some speed behind it. But as far as a throw in that position where you're drifting all the way out to center field, you'll take it.
Here's Ayubi with a runner in scoring position. Only one out. 1-0 Lynchburg in front. First pitch misses wide. Ball one. Going back to the tickets, get them today, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. As they are going fast for this weekend. Throw back to second, the tag! They didn't get him, Zapata. Can't believe it, Francisca thought he got the slap on Salazar quickly, but nevertheless will remain put. Runner on second, one down. Ayubi, 0 for 2. He did reach on a fielder's choice in the second inning. The 1-0. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes.
They will give a single to Salazar and then have him advance to second on an error charge to Francisco.
A little interesting on that one. The 2-0 is driven up the middle. Going to be a tough single into center field as Francisco waved it. Mitchell or Cesarini botches it and almost going awry as they're able to hold the runner at third. Runners at the corners, one down. Cesarini not typically a center fielder, but getting the start there today with Mitchell in the designated hitter spot. He almost made a costly error. Runners at the corners in a one-run ball game for Framie De Leon, who struck out swinging and chirping at the umpire. As out comes the pitching coach to have a word with Julio Zapata.
Salazar really should have scored on that play for a couple of different reasons. One, he froze. It wasn't a line drive, but that was pretty safely up the middle. Francisco did a good job, the shortstop moving over and selling as if he might have a chance at it. And Salazar froze, heading back to the bag and then moving towards third. And then he didn't exactly put down his A sprint to third base. And if he had, with Cesarini bobbling, he probably would have gotten sent by manager Ozzie Chavez. Instead, his runner's on the corner with one down. Double play would get Lynchburg out of things here as they need Zapata to come up big on the bump. Lynchburg trying to protect that one-run lead. And the way they've been swinging the bats lately, you don't know how much more you're guaranteed to get through the rest of the way.
Ground ball would end the inning. Runners at the corners, one away, 1-0. Lynchburg in front, top of the seventh inning. Here's De Leon. The right-hander drives it to center field. Cesarini will wait back. That should be deep enough to score the runner from third. And we have ourselves a tie ball game in Lynchburg here in the seventh inning. When the score comes, Salazar, Ayubi goes back to first, and Linares will take his cuts with two down in a tie ball game. 1-1 our score. And Zapata checks first, holds and fires. First pitch called a strike, 0-1. Zapata can get up to mid-90s with his fastball. He's looked pretty impressive at times this year. Coming up, he was supposed to start the season in Lynchburg, but arrived late due to an injury. The 0-1. Flare shot first base side. Morejo in foul ground. Right on the warning track, makes the grab, and the inning is over. But not before the sacrifice lineout from De Leon puts Salem on the board. We're even at one as we head to stretch time in Lynchburg all across. The Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One to one, our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning as Lynchburg will look to pull out in front once again after Salem tied it up in the top of the seventh. Maharis, Perella, and Espinola at the bottom of the order due up here in the bottom of the seventh frame.
Homestead Creamery is the proud broadcast sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Learn more about their selection of ice cream, milk, and lemonade at homesteadcreameryinc.com. 1-1 as Maharez 0-for-1 steps in. He walked in his last plate appearance. And with nobody out in that frame, it looked like it might be a big inning. But Lynchburg struck out twice and then grounded out to end the frame. And we're left without a happy ending. 1-1 here in the seventh. Adam Bates floats it in there for a called strike, going 1 at 83 miles an hour. out of Sydney, Australia. He debuted in the Australian Baseball League at a very young age, 10 years younger than the league's weighted average. Swing and a foul tip caught a piece of Moussette behind the plate. Strike two. And it's interesting. We talked a little bit about Travis Pisana and his role, or coming out of Australia himself in the records he's broken, being the first Australian-born first overall pick. And you can kind of get lost in the fact that Bates actually signed before Pisana was drafted. In the dirt, one ball, two strikes to Mahrez. Bates was signed in October of 2023 as an international free agent. Pisana was not drafted until last summer. A 1-2. A little wide. 91. Evens the count two apiece. But, and we're not going to say it's all accounted to Travis Pisana. It's the 2-2. Downstairs, full count. He was going back in the offseason to Australia to really help grow the game, even starting back in college. Here's the payoff to Mahrez. Slow chopper over toward first. Charged by Ayubi. He'll take it himself. And there's one away here in the seventh inning for Jose Perella. Perella 0-2. Crowded out and struck out. Went down looking in the fifth inning with two runners aboard. He's the first out of that frame. Bates sets and fires. Tipped right at the plate for strike one. Bates 6'1", 165, only 19 years old. So still a lot of time for him to make the upward climb. The 0-1. Downstairs, one ball, one strike. And this is maybe my favorite stat that we've had this whole season. Right-hander deals. And the 1-1, a check swing, they appeal. He went through the zone, 1-2. Last year in the Florida Complex League, Adam Bates made 11 appearances. All of them came against the Twins Florida Complex League affiliate. So, the Minnesota organization knows Bates very well. The 1-2, fouled away. Everybody else never got to see him until he came here to Salem and has pitched pretty well. But how about that? All of your appearances coming against one team. The 1-2 offering. Flare shot into left center field. An inside out swing will drop for Perella. As Lynchburg picks up their fourth hit of the night. As the nine-hole hitter Christopher Espinola will step in 0-2 with two Ks. Nice piece of hitting by Jose Perella. Didn't try to do too much. Just went inside out. And took it the other way.
Yesterday we saw third baseman Framie De Leon play Lynchburg to bunt often. Even in the first inning with no one on. Seems like a prime spot for it here. Linares is playing rather shallow, but not on the grass.
First pitch, a called strike right at the top of the zone. He went with the slider. The 0-1. A long pause from Bates. He fires. Up and away, one ball, one strike. Perella over at first. On the season, Perella 9-for-16 in stolen bases, so I doubt he's going to take off here. The 1-1. Down and away, two balls and one strike. If Lynchburg still have the run advantage, they might risk sending him, but in a tie ball game, every base runner matters, especially when your bats have gone quiet. 2-1. Ground ball over towards second. Scooped by Cespedes to short for one. Back to first. Not in time as Espinola able to hustle down. So Perella replaced by Espinola on the base pass. And up to the top of the order in Nick Mitchell.
It's a nice play by Cespedes, ranging over behind the first base bag almost and having enough wherewithal to throw back to short to get the lead runner. And De Leon, he's got a good arm. We've seen it already once playing deep in the hole at short. This one, a snap throw to first, almost got Espinola. Nick Mitchell. This is down and away for ball one.
You can really see that Howie Kendrick comp for Cespedes. Howie Kendrick, wonder if he'll be a Hall of Pretty Good guy someday.
We can ask Bryce Whitlow tomorrow. As that takes or dips down and away, two balls, no strikes. Bryce Whitlow will be joining us. That is the man behind the Hall of Pretty Good social media page. He is sweeping the nation with his content. The 2-0, that's into center field. Mitchell will be retired to end the frame. And Lynchburg goes quietly in the seventh. We remain knotted up at one apiece as we head to the eighth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Olmsted Creamery.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Two innings, two hits, one run, no walk, two strikeouts for Julio Zapata as he has been removed for Connor Whitaker. Top of the eighth inning, 1-1 our score. Here in Lynchburg, let's meet the right-hander out of Florida State, Whitaker. He is a wins magnet. He is 6-1, a 2.85 ERA. In 47 innings, 31 strikeouts to 10 walks. Those six wins are good enough for a tie of second in the Carolina League alongside Melquise Hernandez, who we will see on Sunday. In his start, Justin Gonzalez, the top of the order, will lead things off in the eighth. A little dribbler up the first baseline, but that caught a piece of Hannah Thompson behind the plate for strike one. Whitaker, the FSU alum. He's been dominant out of the bullpen, and he's a cult hero down in Tallahassee for his pitching performance leading into and through the College Baseball World Series last season. The 0-1 from the righty is a good breaking ball that didn't get the call. 1-1. Whitaker, sinker, fastball, changeup, slider. The 1-1. Taken down and away, two balls, one strike. He's also an avid bowler. And no, not the cricket form of bowling, which relates a little bit closer to pitching off a mound. The lane-based bowling. The 2-1. 3-1 as the fastball misses wide. Whitaker once bowled a 260, which I can't even do on the Wii. Good hitter's count for Gonzalez. The 3-1. Ball four. He missed it. Down and away, and a leadoff base runner for Salem. This is the third time Gonzalez has led off, or second time he's led off an inning as a base runner. And the third time he's reached. Yoelin Cespedes will step in.
He's been doing his job, setting the table as a leadoff man. However, 2, 3, and 4 has been a bit of a vacuum so far today for Salem.
Cespedes chops it foul for strike one. Yoelan Cespedes has had some angry swings today. His one base hit came after a couple of awkward swings that resulted in a bit of embarrassment. And then in his last at-bat, he swung out of his shoes and went down to his knee before flying out. The 0-1. He grounds this one over toward third. Mercedes scoops to second for one. Over to first. The double play. Well executed by Mercedes, Mahrez, and Marejo. They made it look simple. The twin killer clears the bases for Andrew Muset.
Catcher number 23, Andrew Muset.
Muset 0 for 3, and he's had two at-bats where he's been left frustrated. We'll see if they open him up with a slider like almost every other at-bat. Came with a fastball, and Muset watched it go by, strike one. And I think even he was waiting on the slider.
Regardless of pitch, everything's been away to the right-hander.
The 0-1. At time, the slider didn't catch the zone, 1-1. Muset, Salem's best hitter, has had a tough night at the dish, as Whitaker will have to get a new ball after licking his tongue a little bit too often.
I think Doty and Zapata both had their best sequence against Muset, so he's really just been faced with some great pitching.
The 1-1, right back to Whitaker. He knocks it down and will flip on to first as Muset is retired. He tried to smother it with his glove, knocked it straight down on top of the mound, and flipped on to first for an unconventional clean inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, still knotted up at one, all across the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Member One is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, Member One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Member One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Connor, we're hungry.
Starving.
It's a 1-1 game. We have yet to get food tonight. Everybody else around us has food, so I'm starting to think that we may be the odd man out this evening. But if you're in the ballpark listening and you want to help us out, all we want are two soft pretzels. You'd think that wouldn't be too much to ask for, Connor. We're in the eighth inning, tie ball game, and the heart of the order due up. Francisca, Mercedes, Marejo, 2, 3, and 4. As Adam Bates misses low for ball one to open up the inning. Bates came on with nobody out in the fifth inning. He walked into a jam. He's been pretty sharp since, other than the solo shot to Jeffrey Mercedes in the sixth. Inside out over towards short. De Leon will take his time and deliver a strike across the diamond for out number one. We'll bring up Jeffrey Mercedes, the current Hillcat hero. The lone run of the day belongs to Mercedes. He's now got 3 on the season. Been a long time since he had a home run. As the first pitch, calling a strike to him. 0-1, down and away on the outside corner. The 0-1 in the dirt. Good pick by Muset. He was knocked onto his keister and still was able to scoop the baseball. It came back in April, the last time Mercedes had a home run. It's the 1-1 up and away, two balls, one strike, and it felt like he had him in back-to-back dates. But it felt like he fell into this trap of swinging for the fences every single time he came to the plate. Down and away, three balls, one strike. And you ask the coaching staff about what to do when guys fall into that trap is just focus on the fundamentals. If you hit the ball hard, you're bound to start hitting them out. And he hit that ball hard and out. In tight, almost hit him. And Mercedes will get aboard with a one-out walk for Luis Marejo. And almost as if that principle applied to Mercedes, it applies just the same to Marejo, is they want him to just hit the ball hard. Make solid barrel contact. Eventually, they're going to start falling. And even more so, they're going to carry out of here. He saw some success in Charleston with his team leading 9th and 10th home runs. He's been quiet so far today. He did walk in the 6th inning. One aboard, one away. First pitch, a good breaking ball, called a strike right over the heart. Marejo was fooled, expecting a fastball for strike one.
On the road trip, Marejo had 7 hits. 2 of them were home runs, both coming against Charleston.
The 0-1. Took a big swing but found it back for strike two. There is an arm getting loose in the bullpen for Salem as Bates, his pitch count well over 50. You would imagine this will be his last inning, regardless of what happens. The 0-2. In the air to center field, Ossokar calls everybody off and makes the play after traversing a few steps in. And Ryan Cesarini 0-for-3 steps in.
Does feel like Lynchburg might need another long ball to score a run. Going station to station just seems impossible right now. And you have to think a lot of that is the Tommy Hawk effect. When he would get on first base for Lynchburg, he was on second in a hurry, maybe even taking third. He was doing that, felt like, at least once a game. Really expedites the process when you're stealing bags like that.
Ryan Cesarini takes down an in for ball one. Mercedes will hold it first as Musette held it close. And to that point, Connor, it played into just when Lynchburg scored a lot of their runs. 1-0. Cesarini spits on it downstairs. Ball two. Lynchburg, in the first inning of ball games, remember, Tommy Hawk has been the leadoff man all season long. 57-27, Lynchburg outscoring their opponents in the first inning alone. And that's because Tommy Hawk would get aboard, work his way around, and get closer toward home. Cesarini drives it to center field, but not deep enough, as that'll fall short of the warning track. And Lynchburg fails to do anything with the one-out walk. We head to the ninth, knotted up at one apiece, all across the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Somebody heard our cries. The pretzels have arrived in our press box. 1-1 our score as we've hit the ninth inning. Nathaniel Uten, Endiaso Carr, and Claver Salazar, the three due up here in the inning. Connor Whitaker on for his second frame. He works scoreless through the eighth. Now tries to carry that same success into the ninth. It wasn't a clean inning. He did walk a runner. As the first pitch to Uten swung through for strike one. However, a double play to Yoelin Cespedes would clean up the base paths for the right-hander. The 0-1 is taken inside. 1-1. Uten has been a Hillcat killer. 4-5-6 due up in this frame. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. I haven't done the math. I didn't do much digging into this statistic in particular. But I can't think of another guy who has torn apart the Hillcats over his career like Uten. That's roped into right field and right on cue. He's going to go for extra bases. He had two triples yesterday. He'll cruise in with a double here. And nobody out in the top of the ninth. And they have a leadoff base runner in scoring position for Endiaso Carr. Almost as if right on command, Nathaniel Uten remembered which team he was facing. And after an 0-for-3 day, picks up a timely double to open up the ninth inning for the rest of the order. All knotted up, one apiece. It's been a pitcher's duel throughout. Morejo pulled in at first, expecting a bunt from Asukar. He swings away and fouls it back for strike one. And now Morejo will backpedal a few steps. We'll see if Asukar decides to change his mind and lay one down with an opportunity to pick up a base hit and move the runner 90 feet closer. The 0-1. He's swinging away, and it's chopper toward short. They're going to go to third. Mercedes places the tag on Uten, and he's retired. Bad base running from the Red Sox gives Lynchburg a little bit of breathing room here in the ninth as we remain knotted up at one apiece. Asukar, a fielder's choice at first. Heads-up play by Welvin Francisca and Jeffrey Mercedes on a slow chopper to short. Wow, that's one that Uten needs to hold up on. Claver Salazar, the runner on first and one down. He'll throw over. And back with a dive is Asukar. Not very often you see a 6-5 fielder's choice. And yet, here we are in the ninth inning. Salazar. Half-hearted effort, swings through it for strike one. A 1-for-3 day, he did single and score in the seventh inning. He's the lone run on the board for Salem. 1-1 is the total. The 0-1. Runner holds and a swing and a miss. Good slider from Whitaker, and Salazar was playing twinkle toes in the box. He's down in the count 0-2. We've seen a lot of Red Sox fooled by that slider working away to right-handed hitters in tonight's ballgame. All the way from Doty to Zapata and now Whitaker. As Salazar down in the at-bat. Over at first is Asukar. The 0-2 offering. Off the end of the bat, little dribbler. Morejo will look to second. He'll decide to take it himself to first. The wise play. As Asukar into scoring position, but Salazar is retired, and Ayubi will be the two-out hope for Salem here in the ninth.
Great defensive inning, though, for Lynchburg. Obviously coming up with a huge fielder's choice to stop Uten from taking third and get the first out of the inning. Great awareness from Morejo to eat that throw and head to the bag himself.
That's maturity. Early in the season, he might have made that throw down to short to try and be a bit too aggressive. But a wise heads-up play by Morejo to see another at-bat. Two down, and Ayubi behind the bag at first. Just foul. Oh, what a break for Lynchburg as that got through the glove of Morejo and down into right field. That would have broken the 1-1 tie. But Ayubi will have to step back in as the home plate umpire right on it. Jacob Ashworth. Salem a bit frustrated as that was about as close to the line as you could have asked for.
I really feel like that's fair, especially the first base coach who is right on top of the play.
Runner on second, two down, now 0-1 on Ayubi. He almost broke the tie a second ago. Whitaker with a long pause. He holds. Now delivering. Fouled back to the screen, strike two, and Ayubi down in the count. Have to feel like Lynchburg caught a bit of a break. Regardless if it was fair or foul, that was dangerous toward the corner. The 0-2 from Whitaker. First to step off and throw back. Francisca almost whiffed on the baseball. Just able to get a piece of it and keep it right at the bag at second. Righty-lefty matchup here in the ninth inning. Go-ahead run in scoring position for Salem. The two-strike offering to Ayubi. Got him looking. A fastball right on the inside corner, and Ayubi goes down with his bat on his shoulder, and we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. A new pitcher for Salem. We'll meet him in a moment on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. The 4th of July means food, family, fireworks, and baseball. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats as they face the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th. The Freedom Celebration kicks off on Thursday with a patriotic jersey giveaway. Friday the 4th will feature our annual fireworks show, the largest in Lynchburg. Then on Saturday, we've got another giveaway with our patriotic hats. First pitch on Saturday and Sunday is scheduled for 2 p.m. Come celebrate America by getting your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
One our score as we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Adam Bates has been pulled from the ballgame for Salem. Four innings, two hits, one run, two walks, two Ks. Joe Vigatsky, 0-3, a 4.64 ERA, will toe the rubber in the ninth. 42 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 53, walked 28. He will face Thompson, Mahares, and Perella here in this frame. Vigatsky from Fairfax, Virginia. 6'215". He was drafted out of James Madison, and he has been on the move his entire career. He was originally drafted in the 14th round in 2023, did not sign, then was drafted in the 19th round of the 2024 MLB draft by Pittsburgh before being traded to Boston and the Red Sox organization on December 15th, 2024. Righty-righty matchup. Thompson digging in. He takes down and away for ball one from Vigatsky. Fastball, sweeper, changeup. The three-pitch mix for the reliever. Thompson one for three. Takes down low. 2-0. Vigatsky, 23 years old. James Madison, his alma mater. Not very far away from here, about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Lynchburg. The 2-0. Check swing up the middle. Going to be a tough play as charged by Cespedes. Off-balance throw, and Thompson is retired for out number one. Michael Mahrez digs in. An 0 for 2 day.
Wasn't an overly hard play for Cespedes, the second baseman, but he again looks smooth. He looks like one of the cleanest defensive second basemen we've seen at the Bank of the James Stadium this year.
Second base has been a bit of an off point for a lot of teams that we've seen. Shortstop seems to be where most of the defensive specialties have come from as Mahrez takes out wide for ball one. And this is on a team in Salem that has nearly the most errors in single-A baseball. The 1-0 to Mahrez is popped up third base side. Linares ranges over and makes the grab in foul ground to quick outs here in the ninth inning as Jose Perella will step in. A 1-for-3 day for him. And you know his mind's on one thing.
I was just going to say, Jose Perella is looking to win this game here.
He is an extra base machine. Big swing and a miss for strike one from Perella, 94 on the heater. Perella has 20 extra base hits out of 39 of his hits. But down in the count, 0-2. As if your eardrums are blown, so are mine. Perks of having a microphone right out our window. The two-strike offering to Perella is out wide, and we'll see at least one more pitch here in the ninth. In the 10th inning, Salem will have 8-9-1 due up with a UB starting at second. Here's the 1-2 to Perella. Down in the dirt, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
We really do put you right in the ballpark here on the broadcast.
It's as if you're sitting with us in the broadcast booth. 2-2. The left-handed hitting Perella. The right-hander kicks and deals. Outside, full count. The string is out here in the ninth. 1-1 our score. Nobody aboard, 2 down. A full count on Jose Perella. Here's the pitch. He had a good pitch to turn on, but spoiled it. Back to the netting. That was a hanging breaking ball right down the middle. And Perella, a little bit mad at himself. He's not going to see another one that good. Once again, the 3-2 from Bogatsky. Another breaking ball, this time popped up over towards short. De Leon tracks it and ends the inning as we head to extras. Bonus baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. We were on pace for one of the quickest games of the season. Of course, we would see extra. We'll be back with more after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Tenth inning here at Bank of the James Stadium as Luis Flores will take over on the bump. We're all knotted up at one apiece. It'll be 8-9-1 to face the left-hander as Connor Whitaker, his day is done. He went 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Flores will step in with a runner at second base. That'll be Kareem Ayubi. Flores on the season, he's 3-0 with a 5.45 ERA. In 22 outings, he's gone 33 innings, 61 strikeouts to 27 walks. corners pulled in, expecting a bunt from De Leon to try to move that runner 90 feet closer. First pitch from the southpaw to the left-handed hitter is a bunt popped up all the way over the netting into the skyboxes. Well, that's not what he wanted to do. That looked like a supercharged bunt from MLB 2K6 way back in the day.
What a pull.
Never forget that game. Derek Jeter on the cover. Flores almost fires it into center field as Mahrez second-guessed himself on a cover charge towards second. Boy, so much happening to open up this inning. And it's only 0-1 on De Leon. He does not square around and swings through it. Strike two as he changed to fastball up and away. Check of second by Flores. The pitch. Ground ball over toward first. Off the heel of the glove from Moreno. He'll flip to Flores. Diving attempt by De Leon. He beats it out. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. And Moreno, that's about the second time tonight that he's been eaten up on a play he should make because he took his eyes off of it too early. The first time, it didn't bite him. This time, runners at the corners. And nobody out here in the 10th inning of a scoreless ball game.
An error in that spot really feels like it's pretty much as costly as it can be, especially with Lynchburg struggling offensively. Now runners on the corners. The infield, middle infield, I should say, will still play for the double play, pushed in at the corners.
First pitch taken down low to Linares for ball one. A walk is not the worst thing in the world here. The 1-0. Down and away, two balls, no strikes. A walk would load up the bases and give you a force out at home. This is only the fourth time Lynchburg has gone to extra innings this season. The 2-0 to Linares is driven into right center field. That's going to be a gapper and go all the way to the wall. Cesarini will try and track it down, but that will score two. Salem will have a huge advantage here in the 10th on a triple from Yohander Linares. With nobody out in the 10th. It's 3-1 Salem as Lynchburg has bitten themselves in the but with a couple of miscues here in the frame.
Yeah, it felt like that error was going to go punished by Salem, and it certainly was in a big way.
And they're still threatening. Infield pulled in with Justin Gonzalez, the top of the order at the dish. Can't really blame it all on Flores, but he left that one hanging right over the middle. First pitch to Gonzalez. It's taken downstairs, ball one. Salem winning game number one of this series in a rain-shortened ball game, 1-0. Now leading 3-1 in the 10th inning. The 1-0. That's golfed. Deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. And that ball is nowhere close. Gonzalez flips the bat, almost hits Thompson as he taunts toward the Salem dugout. And Thompson having some words with the home plate umpire as he almost got decapitated by a baseball bat flying right at his head.
That was insane.
Gonzalez with his second home run of the season will touch home. And out comes the pitching coach for Lynchburg as he is hearing it from the Hillcat faithful. And if you are Yoelin Cespedes, if this was the 1980s, you could expect one right at the dome because that bat flip in that response in that moment would not go unpunished.
I've never seen a bat flip that high, literally cut off from our view over the skyboxes. So that's one thing. And then it literally came 4 inches from hitting Bennett Thompson in the head. at home plate. He was out in front of home plate. That's how far he sent that thing. I mean,
Logan Clark was on the top step, ready to jump out and defend his teammates.
Thompson's such a nice guy. He didn't really make much of it, but that's unacceptable. Ozzy Chavez, you got to deal with that as the manager.
You understand in that moment, letting yourself express your emotion as Yoelin Cespedes digs in with nobody out. Four runs in for Salem as the first pitch misses low for ball one. But wow, that could have been really bad. The 1-0 downstairs, ball two, and nothing to take away from the home run from Gonzalez. A two-run shot blows this game wide open for Salem in the 10th inning. The bases are empty with nobody out, but
it was a blast.
The no-doubter, the 2-0. Swing and a miss, 2-1 from Cespedes. And this is only game number two of a series between two teams that see each other more than any other teams in the league. The left-hander fires, and it misses down and away, 3-1.
And I'm not the type of person that thinks you should never be able to show emotion after something like that. I like my fair share of bat flips, just that was egregious.
That was dangerous is more like it. The 3-1. Ground ball foul. Right toward the Hillcats. Dugout full count. And I hope Dave Walls, who is behind the dish, was able to get a video of that bat flip. He's got his camera out. The payoff pitch to Cespedes is chopped over towards short. Francisca will fire it low. Marejo picks it, and there's one down here in the frame. Yes. I really hope Dave Walls got that so that people don't think we're crazy. I don't think we got it on the broadcast feed because of following the baseball, but when I tell you that that bat sailed so high that we lost vision of it and then landed right next to Bennett Thompson, if that hits him, that's a bad injury. Big swing and a miss from Moussette. He chases it downstairs for strike one.
I'll give credit to Bennett Thompson. I can't believe that wasn't an issue. I can't believe that wasn't a meeting you at the plate. He kept his cool. Credit to him.
The 0-1. Ground ball over toward third. Mercedes will play it on a couple of hops. Fire a dart over. Route number two. Yeah. If it was any other catcher,
literally any other catcher,
not just in this game, probably in all of baseball.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He's getting in their face on his way toward home. And I don't want to say that's going to build tensions for the rest of the series as Nathaniel Uten will ground over toward first. Marejo will take it himself and end the inning. But four runs on the board for Salem in the frame as they've blown it open in the 10th. Right at the bottom half of the inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Five to one, bottom of the 10th inning. Joe Bogatsky remains on the bump as we head to the bottom of the 10th inning. a four spot in the top of the frame, capitalized on a blast from Justin Gonzalez, whose bat flip almost caught Bennett Thompson in the head. As Perella will take his place at second, Christopher Espinola will be the leadoff hitter for Lynchburg, followed by Mitchell and Francisco. So if you're going to make a comeback, this is the part of the lineup that you want to have in the ballgame. As 9-1-2 can provide a little bit of a spark, Connor.
Yeah, Spinola's going to have to lead the way. And then you got Nick Mitchell, Welvin Francisco up. You know, when you're down four in a spot like this, you know it's going to have to be a long inning. So you just got to take it at bat by at bat. No need to go up there and try to tie things with one swing. They're going to need a classic Hillcat come from behind inning. And honestly, they haven't had too many of those since Tommy Hawk has checked out of town.
How do you eat an elephant? Bite by bite. Lynchburg trailing it 5-1. They have four hits on the night. So we've hit the bottom of the 10th inning. Perella takes his lead off second. They are not at all worried about him as Espinola takes out wide for ball one. There's a better chance that Perella could steal third without a throw than he has to worry about a runner or a shortstop sneaking up behind him. The 1-0 as Espinola had it chopped right in front of home plate. It's a fair ball. Perella down to third. Espinola can't believe it. He's tagged out right at home plate. And there's one down as Perella moves 90 feet closer.
That was right off home plate. Like a Baltimore chop of sorts, except it didn't get very far. Espinola not heading out of the box. Perella's up to third at least, but
it's as good as a bunt.
Right.
But when you're down four,
right, you need more.
You need a lot more than a bunt. Top of the order, Nick Mitchell takes up and away for ball one. Lynchburg will need to do a lot more damage with only one out on the board here in the 10th inning. As it finds the zone, one ball, one strike. Lynchburg somehow is still only two games off the pace of Carolina despite sitting at 5-5 in the second half. Carolina 7-3. The 1-1, Mitchell, flare shot, shallow left field. Going to be a long run for De Leon. He will trip and can't make the grab. Mitchell into second, standing. He came off the bag. They didn't get the tag on. Cespedes is furious at the umpire. And Perella scoring. Wow. A soft floater from Mitchell. De Leon probably should have given way to the left fielder, Uten. Tried to make the grab, dropped the baseball. Mitchell never stopped hustling, and he ran into second, took his foot off the bag. Cespedes couldn't get the tag down in time before he got his toe back on the pillow, and Perella scored. Welvin Francisco now in a three-run ball game. He pops it up. This one a little bit easier to deal with on the third base side. Shortstop De Leon gives way to the third baseman, who almost drops it. Salem doing everything they can to make this interesting in the 10th inning.
Right now, they're going to give Nick Mitchell a double for that. Double and an RBI.
Oh, man. No comment. No comment. Jeffrey Mercedes, 5-2. Salem in front, two down in the bottom of the 10th inning. Mitchell in scoring position at second. As that pitch misses up and away, ball one. Well, they say you never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. This whole 10th inning is something I have never seen. 2-0 as Mercedes takes wide. If he gets a board, the tying run comes to the plate in Luis Marejo. The scoreboard currently reads 6-2 in the ballpark, but that is incorrect. It is 5-2. There's the 2-0-2 Mercedes. Out wide, three balls, no strikes, and Moussat wants to calm down Legatsky, who has fired three fastballs outside the zone. Mitchell at second. Mercedes will most likely be taking all the way, knowing that the tying run is on deck. Here's the 3-0. Ball four.
and Lynchburg gets the tying run to the plate in Luis Marejo here in the bottom of the 10th inning. 5-2 our score. And out comes the pitching coach for Salem, Alex Reynolds. Well, Connor, we've seen it before, and this is the right guy in the moment. A lot of pop in the bat for this type of situation.
Sure is. You really got to be careful not to leave anything over the heart of the plate. Luis Marejo not only has been Lynchburg's best home run hitter all season long, he's been on a bit of a tear. Really good series against Carolina in the first half, especially in the first half of the week. Wasn't a little bit colder throughout the back half of the week and into the road trip, but even in his cold spell against Augusta and Charleston, still was able to walk away with two home runs by the end of the road trip. He'd love to get another one right here.
Two aboard, two away for Luis Marejo here in the 10th inning. 5-2 our score. Four runs in the top of the 10th inning for Salem, capped off by a two-run home run. Marejo with one swing can match it. Runners on first and second, two down. Marejo hitless today, 0-for-3. He did walk in the sixth. First pitch from Bogatsky after a four-pitch walk. Is on its way back to second. He stepped off and looked the runner. That home run seemed to wake up the Lynchburg crowd more than anything. First pitch, Marejo with a big swing and a miss for strike one. Got a fastball right over the plate. Didn't make contact. Righty-righty matchup. Right-hander. Check second. Bogatsky. Deals. Golfed deep left field. Marejo got a hanger up and in and tried to do some damage, but he was well out in front. Strike two.
That was it right there.
He's got one thought in his mind, and that's to hit the ball out of here. The two-strike pitch. Down and away. Didn't get the call, did Bogatsky. And it's one and two.
That was close. Really good pitch.
Close pitch. Could have been a strike. Two aboard. A 1-2 to Marejo. He golfs it another one. Pops it up on a plate. It's going to be a home run or an out. That's where we're at in this at-bat with Luis Marejo. Bottom of the 10th inning. Lynchburg trailing it 5-2. Tying run at the plate. Bogatsky pauses, fires. Out wide, two balls, two strikes.
Good take by Marejo. They were baiting him. Trying to throw something out of the zone. Get him swinging.
And a bit of a quick pitch as well.
Yeah, he was in swing mode, but he laid off. Might have just bought himself a good pitch.
2-2. Down and away, a tough pitch to lay off a slider that was working away. And the count goes full. Runners on first and second, two down, three-run advantage for Salem in the bottom of the 10th inning. Tying run at the plate, Bogatsky pauses the payoff. Big swing and a miss, and Marejo strikes out on a hanging slider. He had a couple good pitches in that at-bat, and Salem escapes victoriously in the 10th. Tonight's final score is brought to you by Qdoba. Stop in at the brand new Qdoba location at 4012 Wards Road in Lynchburg, Virginia. Tonight's final score is Salem 5, Lynchburg 2. Be back to recap it after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Winning Wednesday is back at Bank of the James Stadium. Purchase your Lynchburg Hillcats ticket to this Wednesday's game and get the next Wednesday ticket for free each time you show up. Buy one Wednesday, get every Wednesday free. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit ThompsonBrooksInsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The final out has been recorded and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
5-2, the final score. Salem downs Lynchburg in extra innings as tonight's Hillcat hero will give it to Braylon Doty. He went 5 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts, Connor. Maybe his best start of his young Hillcat career.
He was phenomenal. Definitely his best start here at the Bank of the James Stadium. And he was the reason why Lynchburg was able to take this one. The offense still sputtering for the Hillcats. Hopefully that end of the game sticks with them throughout the rest of the series, gives them some motivation. You know, when you're a team that already has clinched a playoff spot, sometimes maybe you need a little extra motivation for something to play for. They might have just gotten it here tonight.
Let's take a look at how we got to the final score as Lynchburg, they took the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jeffrey Mercedes, he drove one over the right field wall for his 3rd home run of the season. The solo blast put Lynchburg on top 1-0. Would not take long as Salem would respond in the top of the 7th inning. A sacrifice lineout from Framie De Leon would even things up at 1 apiece. It would remain tied until the 10th, and then the wheels would fall off. An error on a ground ball to first by Luis Moreo would end up opening the door for a 4-run frame, capped off on a 2-run shot by Justin Gonzalez, whose bat flip stirred up a little bit of angst among the Hillcat faithful and the Hillcats themselves. It almost took off the dome of Bennett Thompson. Lynchburg would get a run back in the bottom of the 10th inning on a what's been ruled a double for Nick Mitchell, as Jose Perella would touch home and score. And that is where the game would end. 5-2, the final. Salem, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Lynchburg, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Hill City Kitties. The Gatsky picks up the win. He's 1-3. Flores earns his first loss. He drops to 3-1. 1,537 on hand for this Wednesday night affair. And the time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes. Connor, Lynchburg, they need to figure out how to turn the corner at the plate.
They do. It's simple. Lynchburg just hasn't been able to hit lately. They were shut out yesterday. They only scored 1 run on Sunday. And then today, through 9 innings, they score 1 again. They're able to score the ghost runner in the bottom of the 10th inning to make things a little bit interesting. But there's no doubt about it. The Hillcats have been floundering at the plate, and they just need to find their way, get back on course. This team has too much talent to continue to struggle this mightily at the dish for too long.
Well, Connor Young will take you the rest of the way when we come back, as he'll go around the Carolina League scoreboard and also get you all set for tomorrow night's game. Get your tickets to the Patriotic Jersey Giveaway, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. But for myself, one final time, the score, 5-2, Salem downing Lynchburg. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Take a look around the rest of the Carolina League as Fayetteville trails Carolina in the middle of the fourth, 1-0. 3-1 lead for Hickory on the road against Kannapolis in the bottom of the seventh inning. Myrtle Beach continues to be the best team in the second half. They're walloping Charleston 10-0. Columbia, 3-0 advantage over Augusta in the middle of the ninth. And then Fredericksburg has narrowly beaten Delmarva in a thrilling 1-0 affair at the first game to go final here this evening. As we take a look at the standings, with still several games left to go final. But as of now, Carolina at 7-3 atop the North. Fayetteville and Fredericksburg tied for second at 5-5, two games out. Lynchburg 2.5 games from first at 5-6. Salem matches their total in the second half at 5-6. Delmarva at 3-7, four games out. Myrtle Beach, the worst team in the South in the first half, is the best team in the second half. They're currently at 8-2, on their way to being 9-2. They lead Hickory by one game as of now at 7-3 for the Crawdads, 6-4 for Charleston, two games out. Kannapolis, four games out at 4-6. Augusta and Columbia in the basement sharing that honor at 3-7, five games out of first place. Tomorrow, it'll be Fajardo facing off with Zibin. Fajardo, the starter for the Red Sox, 0-2 with an 8.53 ERA coming into tomorrow. Jacob Zibin, the right-hander, 0-3 with a 5.64 mark coming into game three. Lynchburg tonight loses 5-2. At the big top of the 10th, where Salem scored four of their five runs, blew it open, and Lynchburg wasn't able to respond in the bottom of the 10th inning. It was a pitching duel through and through, as both Futrell and Jody really turned heads. Lynchburg will look to win their first game of the series tomorrow and snap what's been a four-game loss streak on Wednesday. Join us back for that, but for one final time, our final 5-2 Salem here in the Hill City.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.